It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio once again for another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Nursery. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to everybody out there. It's a beautiful day out.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to rain.
What's that?
And it's going to rain.
Yeah, it sounds like a good soaking rain.
That would be great. So you know what that means, Paul?
What's that mean?
So we're going to answer one of our questions.
Oh, okay.
Get your grass seed out there.
Yeah, we'll do that later then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, another garden show. As always, we're going to open up our phone lines, so we'll do that right now at 320-598-7301, or email us a garden question at klkpfm@farmerstel.net. And, so get the phones ringing here with any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Dwayne,
yes.
What's our plant of the week?
I put on there fall bulbs. Time to plant your fall bulbs, and the reason they're called fall bulbs, which is like tulips, daffodils, crocus, alliums, is that they have to go through a cold treatment. That means they have to go through the winter. I mean, they're almost Norwegian. They like it cold. You know, so got to plant them in the fall. You don't have to dig them up in the spring or anything, but like tulips, you plant in the fall, they go through a cold chill treatment, and then they'll come up in the spring.
I love tulips.
Yes, and you know, they're one of the first things that show, you know, stick their flowers up in the spring, so it's kind of a good sign of spring. So plant spring this fall.
I was up at the Glensheen Mansion in Duluth in the spring, and there in the back of the Glensheen Mansion, there are the gardens and stuff.
They
have just tons of beautiful tulips.
Yep, so we need to enhance our environment here with some from color in the spring, so that's what we have our fall bulbs in now, so plant some fall bulbs.
So it's time to plant fall bulbs, and in the spring you'll see some beautiful tulips, huh?
Yeah, we have tulips, daffodils, crocus, there's some alliums. They don't need to be planted in the fall, but we have those, and I like those. And you can plant, fall is a time, you know, my saying is, fall is for planting, so great time to plant. We've been planting a lot of shade trees, and these last 3 weeks we've been designating that for planting grass seed. So it's definitely time to plant your grass seed if you haven't done that. Fall is the time. That's when Mother Nature plants.
Yep, okay.
Percy.
I want to get back to the tulips for a minute.
Yep.
Because we posted a really pretty picture on our KLKP Facebook page of the tulips, and you know, there's so many different colors, Dwayne. Is there a color scheme with, you know, when you plant your bulbs? Is it that you know, some colors don't go with other colors? Do people think about that when they plant?
Well, that's part of the design part. You know, some people really, that bothers, you know, that you have to have everything matching or the, you know, things that go together. And kind of this day and age, everything goes. You know, you can plant them, but... yeah, you want to coordinate that, I think. When I do landscape plans and stuff, I think about what colors and what color the house is and, you know, where they're going to be planted. And so, yeah, I would definitely coordinate that.
Okay.
Or you pick your favorite color.
What colors don't go good together?
Well, you know, you better not say that black and gold doesn't go good together or red and black doesn't go good. That's the color of our football team.
Yep. All right, just something that popped into my head there.
Talk about that for many, many, you know, that's a whole design question, and that's a good question, and maybe we can expand on that next week.
Okay. So, Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern for the week?
You know, I should probably change that. There's a lot of concerns going on this week, and I'm going to change what I put on online is, I had a number of questions saying, what's going on with my evergreen trees? Well, nothing. But what's actually happening to your evergreen trees, it's not bad. It's Mother Nature doing her trick again is, you know, when a deciduous tree, a tree with leaves, turns color, it's taking the energy from the leaves and putting it into the ground. Same way with evergreen tree. The old needles, the third year needles on an evergreen tree, the inside of the tree turns yellow, and that's Mother Nature, okay? That all evergreens lose their third year needles. So that's not a disease or anything. It's, that's why you get needles underneath the evergreen tree, is the old needles fall off. Yellow or brown on the edge, you got something else going on. But right now, usually starts around the middle of August, and people start noticing now, and they think there's something wrong with their tree. But no, that's nature doing its thing.
All right, so don't worry about that then.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, so we're getting into a few questions that we have from our listeners. You ready, Dwayne?
I'm ready.
All right. This person would like to know, we're going to talk about heavenly blue morning glories. Why don't my heavenly blue morning glories bloom?
I would say a couple things. I don't know. This might be a Heather question, because we have some Heather heavenly blue morning glories at the nursery. They have to be in the sun. Okay, they like the sun. They like a lot of fertilizer. Okay, and to get a plant to bloom, you especially want to apply phosphorus fertilizer. Okay, on a number on a fertilizer, it's nitrogen is first, phosphorus, and then potash. So the middle number encourages blooming. Okay, blooming and roots. So I would definitely have your morning glory planted in the sun and heavy fertilizing with a fertilizer that has phosphorus in it.
Okay. I heard morning glories, when the flower blooms, they only last a day. Is that true?
I think morning glories last a little longer than that, but there are flowers that only last a day. But then there's a lot of other, it blooms a lot, as you know, so one flower only lasts a lot, but then there's one flower behind it to be blooming. So usually a flower that only lasts a lot will bloom a lot and have a lot of other flowers.
Okay. Yeah, I like that plant, that flower. They're pretty, aren't they?
They are, and there's all different colors now, too. This person has it planted in a pot, morning glories. I know if they don't keep it evenly moist, that could stop it from blooming, too. Doesn't get stressed out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah. So, well, let's move on to our other one. I think this is a good question. This person is wondering, should I be planting grass seed in my lawn now, but should I spray for weeds first, and how long should I wait if I spray for weeds first to plant my grass, or do I do it the other way around, or how do you do that?
You know, I don't want to be a smart butt about this, but they should have been listening to us about a month ago.
Okay. I guess I should have been listening too, because I thought that I forget what the answer was.
Well, you remember what? Before you go to the state fair, you're supposed to plant your grass seed. Okay. But you know what? This year's different because we haven't had a lot of moisture, so, and it's been really hot. Grass seed doesn't like that. Grass seed doesn't germinate until it germinates between 50 and 70 degrees. So when it's 100 degrees out, it isn't going to grow anyway. So if you're going to plant your grass seed and you have a lot of weeds, spray your weeds right now, today, and then...
Before it rains?
Well, it's not going to rain. The rule is when you spray, is it should dry onto the weed, okay, before it rains. So you can get out there and spray, but you should wait about a week before you put your grass seed down. So it's time to do this, time to get your grass seed down. So plant your grass seed.
Well, I sprayed a couple days ago. I bought from you, Dwayne. What did I buy again? I can't remember what it was called.
Zone, weed free zone you bought.
Yep, that's what I bought, yep. And I sprayed the heck out of my lawn.
And Creeping Charlie's a harder to kill weed, and weed free zone will do that. I sprayed a friend of mine's lawn the other day, and he had tons of Creeping Charlie. And so I drive by there to make sure it's dead, and weed free zone will kill Creeping Charlie.
Yep, I have that in my yard, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Get rid of that.
Who doesn't have Creeping Charlie in their lawn? That's unreal.
Yeah, before we get all wrapped up here, I'd just like to mention today, tonight, this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Madison Mercantile, we're having a meeting of the Prairie Ecolinks, who they wrote a grant to get 150 trees to be planted in Madison. And the rules say that in the grant that you have to come to a meeting to explain what tree there is. So we have six different types of bare root trees that you can pick from. You have to be there tonight or make special arrangements, but come tonight and you can sign up for a tree. And we have six different trees to pick from, and we're going to have a few speakers, and I'm going to be speaking on the variety of trees, and then you officially have to sign up for what tree you want. Okay, so there's like 30 different, there's six different trees and 15 or 30 trees of each one, and you got to, whoever gets in the top 30 gets that tree, and after 30 we pull that that sign up sheet, so you can't, there isn't any more of those to be given away. 4 o'clock this afternoon, Madison Mercantile for the Prairie Ecolinks tree giveaway.
All right. Yeah, I bought one of them trees, or I got one of them trees during the fair.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of a, but you're supposed to officially come to this meeting.
Okay.
Okay, and we're serving, they're serving a light meal, so having elderberry jam and squash soup and a number of other goodies. So, 4 o'clock.
All right, 4 o'clock this afternoon at Madison Mercantile.
Yep.
Easy to find there, right on the corner of Highway 40 there, so.
Right at the end of Madison.
That's quite a grant, isn't it? 150 trees in Madison.
Yep. You have to give credit to Mrs. Elans wrote the grant, and a number of people, the Prairie Ecolinks group, which is a number of people, have worked hard on that, and we're going to be giving the trees away next Arbor Day, but you have to sign up for them now. And we'll give out handouts today and explain how it works.
Okay. All right. Real good, Dwayne. Yeah, we got 2 minutes here. Tell us what's happening at Heather. What are you busy with?
Dawson also has a tree program. And if you were in phase one of the tree program in Dawson, you can sign up for a credit on a shade tree planted in any place in your yard. And you have to go down to the city building and talk to them there, and you can you have to bring a receipt that shows that you actually planted a tree, and you can get reimbursed, and they do still have some money left. So if you're in phase one, turn your receipt in.
Okay, good.
What's happened at Heather is landscaping and seeding lawns. We're going to be seeding lawns for the next 2 weeks, and as people say, do you got any good grass seed? Come in and buy some good grass seed. We have all different varieties, so.
Okay.
Be out there. Busy in our floral department doing flowers and getting ready for fall. We got fall mums and pumpkins and gourds and for fall decorating. So very busy at Heather Nursery and Floral.
Yeah, if you need some fall decorations, Heather's the place to be, right?
There you go.
All right. Where are you located? How many locations you got, Dwayne?
We got three locations, in Madison there on Main Street, and in Dawson on Main Street, and in the Smith Edition of Montevideo. And we all have, we can answer your questions, have very competent people, and can handle whatever you can, you need answered in horticulture. So we appreciate everybody listening. But don't forget about the tree giveaway in Madison at 4 o'clock at the Mercantile.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Thank you, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and you too, Paul.
Okay. Dwayne Hasted with our Heather, or our garden show for this Thursday.